presentation of Another Voice on KRCB.org is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that a great renewable source of energy is human action on behalf of a healthy planet. Information on going solar is available at SolarWorks Downtown Sebastopol office, 707-829-8282, or online at solarworksca.com.
In the HBO movie Fever, Vanessa Redgrave plays a well-off professional woman who lives contentedly in her privileged world until she becomes suddenly ill on a visit to a poor country. The war-torn country is never identified, making the point that there are so many desperate, tortured places that they are almost generic. In her illness, the Redgrave character starts to consider the harsh disparity of the two worlds and questions her personal responsibility in causing and sustaining global inequality. Of course, Redgrave herself has never been shy in speaking out about injustice, but her movie character has lived like most people, sympathetic but removed. Yet every so often, you run into people with a fever to get involved. Therese Mugannon, who is Palestinian, an American citizen, and Catholic, routinely leaves her comfortable Sonoma County life to go to Israel and the West Bank in order, she says, to see the situation on the ground. She talks with real Palestinians and Israelis so that she can return home to the Bay Area and continue to speak credibly to schools, synagogues, churches, and service clubs about the real suffering in a conflict that she says is destroying Israel as well as Palestine. Therese says, "The only effect I can have is on people here in the United States. I tell them what I saw and what I know to help people rewire their thinking, especially Jewish people, to see as human beings and American taxpayers how our assistance to Israel is being used." Here at home, Therese has a full life with a husband, two grown sons, and a family business. But routinely, twice in the last year, she takes off for the Middle East, anticipating each time to be pulled aside by Israeli security because her American passport shows her born in Jerusalem. Her birth certificate actually reads Jerusalem, Palestine, a place, she said, that doesn't exist on the world's map today. It's risky and exhausting, and sometimes even back in California she gets harassed for saying what people don't always want to hear about Israel, but she insists, "This is what I need to do." Lehrer NewsHour reporter Gwen Ifill once interviewed the parents of a young man killed in the 9/11 attacks. The couple used money from the 9/11 Victims' Compensation Fund to set up a foundation to provide mental health care to victims of violence and torture in places like Sierra Leone and Rwanda. They chose places where there is little money for patching up bodies, let alone soothing nightmares. There are many altruists, but this couple struck me as doing so much more, and I scribbled down what the mother said. "It takes you outside of yourself," she said. "You start caring about others." On a smaller scale, a California friend took her family on a grand vacation and came home and immediately sent a check to a Darfur relief agency. She did it, she said, in gratitude for her own family's health and good fortune. They are the can't-not people, driven by conscience, who, unlike many of us, are unable to ignore or rationalize the randomness of life that places one person in a land of possibility and another in a land of suffering. Therese recalled a Palestinian mother she met outside the concrete wall built to separate Israel from the West Bank. The woman had crossed that morning to buy groceries and had been waiting all day at the gate to be allowed to go home. "I hold her image in my head," she said, "sitting with her bags of food, her helplessness, nothing any of us living here could ever imagine." For Another Voice, this is Susan Swartz for KRCB Radio.